The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
City would commission someone to try and shoot that down and yet not come up with a great other option other than throwing hundreds of millions of dollars in the old place.
Or billions for next door. Or billions for the old place. I mean, it's not hundred, it's billions on all
well,
of
the city would throw in hundreds of millions. And
would they? I don't know that the city wants...
That was the plan, wasn't it?
It's got to get by city council, and I don't know that city council was about to give the Browns any money on this thing either, from everything that I've heard and listening to our podcast.
Well, that's not what you want then, is it?
No, I mean, you need people that want to be partners, right?
This is an opportunity right here. Don't poo-poo it. Enhance it. Embrace it. Figure it out.
Maybe I'm just being nitpicky on the story. There was one part of the story, Jeff, that said it was comparing, you know, like I always say, look at the events they get in Indianapolis, right? And that was one of the reasons why. Again,
there's our shining light. Well, we love Lucas Oil.
But the stadium is used 12 times a year. And the numbers that we set on top make sense, like 700,000 people coming downtown for this stuff. I get it. I understand it.
Where are they going to stay if you build a dome, Andy?
In new hotels, or maybe in the hotel at the airport you might build, which is City of Cleveland bed tax, right? Because the airport I checked, it's the last time I checked, still in City of Cleveland, right?
People are going to stay in downtown Cleveland.
Yeah, it's like any event you see at the IX Center, where are those folks staying? Like, again, we had that huge autograph show that brought in all of these sports superstars, and it was hard for me to walk into work because they were all standing next to the hotel. The people that were working out there or going out there were at the hotel right next to us here downtown.
You scream, get out of my way.
I said, get out of my way, Jeff Phelps. You must not know Jeff Phelps. You'd get out of my way. There's one part of the story I'm just going to talking about concerts and events other than the Browns. Again, for me, this stadium thing is not about the Browns. It's not. It's about putting people to work. Now, people could get put to work.
It's about the Browns and making money. That's nice that you're sitting here.
It's real.
It's nice that you're sitting here and thinking of that. The big project is the Browns and making money, but also something that enhances our whole community. I mean, if they could figure it out downtown, Andy, I don't know. But think about what, I mean, our airport has issues, right?
Yeah.
I think this would help our airport too, the viability of the airport, and maybe become
like
a bigger hub.
Yeah, if you want to have it,
I don't know. Maybe that's completely not the case. I don't know.
Maybe you have a convention the convention center can't handle. Right, needs a little bit more space. Maybe even the IX Center. Right, same kind of thing. So I just know that, and I'll give you a case in point. Remember when the Browns were coming back to life, and they were deciding who the owner was. Where were the meetings? Do you remember where the meetings were to do that?
Out of the airport.
At the airport in Chicago.
Yeah.
Everyone flew into the airport, never left the airport, and left. No one did anything outside, and they just hung out, and that's where they decided the learners were going to get the team.
Bought a couple of cups of coffee, so the economic impact, about $14.
That's true. Oh, no. It was really expensive. It was $14.75 at the point. Okay. But one of the parts of this story was talking about how the Browns said that they might be able to host 50 special events beyond the NFL. And again, you know, The story or the conclusion that came out of the Cleveland.com thing was that's not true. They're saying in 2023, Ford Field in Detroit had 12 big events. Indianapolis hosted four. Minneapolis, their new stadium had six. And it also said all three regions have a larger population than the Cleveland area.
Think about our greater.
That's absolute. I mean, that's a number skewed the way you want it to skew. So, like, if you want to talk about greater Cleveland and not include Akron Canton, then that is correct. But when you look at Minneapolis, they look at Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I think there's another major city in there too. Detroit also is more than just Detroit. Now, Detroit clearly is 100. That's 100% correct. They have 4.3 million people in their metro area. Cleveland, when you look at Cleveland, Akron, Canton, we have 3.7 million people. When you look at these cities that they're talking about, Indianapolis, Minneapolis, and Detroit, that they compare them to, you know, Jeff and I will probably always say to you, well, always look at the television market size, and you can kind of get a feel for what the
area, overall market
is. And so let's be super honest. Cleveland, Minneapolis, and Detroit isn't that much bigger than we are. I'm just looking at the last poll or the last survey they did. Cleveland was ranked the 19th biggest television market. Again, and I say television market just because that's where we work, but that's how they determine how many people are in the area in some way, in your region, to kind of look at the way you want to look at things. Minneapolis is 15. I mean, they're in the same ballpark. Indianapolis is on the other side of us. They're at 25. So Cleveland's 19, Indianapolis is 25. If you want to take out Akron and Canton, then the line in the story is correct, but no one does that. Everyone calls it Cleveland, Akron, Canton. So it is what it is. A lot of things going on here. Let's get some feedback. So let's talk to Tony in Sugar Falls. He's been hanging out for a while. Hi, Tone. How are you?
Tony.
Hi. Doing good. I wanted to weigh in on this. I'm a commercial real estate specialist, and that report is 100% spot on. And here's why.
I just told you a part. It wasn't like talking about the DMAs there. That's in the Indianapolis part is incorrect.
No. That part is okay. I'm talking about the report that indicates or the Haslam's intent to build an entertainment retail based development around it. That will never happen. That is not a viable site for that type of development. It just isn't. And
you say that. Just tell me why. Tell me why. That's all.
Well, because it's Brook Park, Ohio. What's there now? Industrial buildings, strip clubs. It doesn't.
There's hardly
lend
itself. When I was a younger person, I would have known that. I don't think there's as many strip. I drive down Brook Park every once in a while. See a lot of car dealerships.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. So the and I'm in the business, and I represent, you know, restaurants and entertainment users. And they are in, you know, out in the east side or far west side or downtown. And they're, you know, they're not, I don't think they wouldn't go there if you gave them the space for free. It just doesn't lend itself to that type of project. And that part of this development is a critical piece of this whole entire development is that additional, you know, entertainment lifestyle component.
Which, Tony,
doesn't work.
Which the Haslam's, if I'm not mistaken, have said they're paying for.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Well, let me tell you this. They got their study commissioned from a company in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
So you were
right.
Talking about.
Well, we got Dallas and Philly.
Yeah, but
people
that's money out of their own pocket. And this is taxpayer dollars going to a Philadelphia company to do a survey, right?
Right. I understand. But I think there'll be taxpayer dollars that'll go to fund the Dome Stadium part of that project, correct?
As of right now, it sounds that way. I mean, they want the state and the county, and I don't even know if the county doesn't even know Brook Park's in Cuyahoga County. So what's the difference?
I think it's the state. I think
the state realizes Brook Park's in Ohio. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I'm crazy. Mike is in Cleveland. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
For 24 years plus, they've been talking about redeveloping the lakefront, and that's one of the larger portions. Why are they so silent now when it comes to the Browns when they could have that prime piece of land to redevelop into more parks?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In other words, tear down the stadium and put
and
something else
the
there?
Land?
Yeah, they want to tear everything else down on the lakefront, the airport, the Port Authority, everything else across the land, across the shoreline. Why don't they tear that down and make more park for that?
Mike, I agree with you. I've not understood this. Does keeping a stadium there help with developing the lakefront? If it would, then why hasn't it happened in the last 25 years?
Well, correct, because right. you can't get in and out of it very well. You still fight. They've been talking about a pedestrian bridge now forever, which they haven't built, which costs $50 million plus that they don't have, which is why it hasn't. One reason it hasn't been built. So you would eliminate, if you went out to Brook Park, you eliminate all that parking hassle. Eliminate walking all over the place to get in and out of the stadium, having to park in the Port Authority, and then there'd be nice parking and a park for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Science Center.
It's tough to park down there. I agree.
Mike, thank you, Mike. The one thought here, and going back to our previous caller as well, a project like that's not viable in Brook Park. Okay, people won't come. Well, how do you know? I mean, if you build something really cool, I'm not going Field of Dreams on you here. If you build something really cool, maybe it brings people, right? Isn't that the idea?
Do you know what?
And here's the other thing, Andy. If the city of Cleveland thinks that that's such a great thing, then how about if you find the land here and have the Haslams build that here? If you think it's something that is viable, build it in Cleveland. Okay, now that's where of cooperation is going to have to happen, and you're going to have to talk to them. I don't know that the Haslams think something like that's viable in Cleveland.
Why would if the city's going to do a commission to kind of, you know what, all over the thing, why would the Haslams even want to deal with the city?
Well, that's a really valid point, Andy.
And I'm going to ask you this. So in Columbus, where Nationwide Arena is, where that whole arena district is,
yeah.
Do you know what that was before?
Tell me.
I mean, you can tell me anybody in their right mind in Franklin County, although they had forethought down there when they were rebuilding their freeways and figuring out what they were going to do down by Twin Rivers Road and stuff. They knew where what they were going. That land was a prison.
What was Gateway?
It was an old market.
Yeah. That was sitting there.
But no one would want to go to that. I just listened to this. All right, we'll take more of your phone calls. We'll talk more about the story in a second. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.